Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you. This is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
You betcha. Good morning, you American State National. You are listening to Waking Up in America, dynamic radio dialogues to you, brought by Key Media, happily200.hghbreakthrough.com, brag.com, and that's brag.com, happily200.com, theconingcompany.com, Sir Jason Winter T, drvalerie.com, and doctor is all spelled out, The Body Can, and Jason on Hair. Bob Sacosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that's changing the world, and I just want to say thank you, Bob, because I think it's true. If you hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, an angel singing, we call in from our homes and offices around the world to create this program. Now, Jesus spoke in Aramaic, and in the Lord's Prayer, pray means to go out into that world and to get that which is yours. It doesn't mean throw yourself to your knees and beg somebody to give it to you. It means everything you need and want is out there, and just go hook up, have fun, and check it out. We're calling today's show Almost Christmas because it's almost Christmas on so many levels, and you'll understand why as we proceed through this program today. We're delighted that you're here. Our animal friends are delighted that you're here. I'm delighted that Ron Hayes has been out picking up adorable little things on animals. That thing on little piggies is the cutest little batch of animals I've seen. What we're doing here is we're discovering the ins and outs and the joys of the world. So we're a Christian nation, and we're structured in Christian values, and the Ten Commandments work. So if you just take and honor the Ten Commandments, you're actually going to find yourself having a really good life. We bow our heads in appreciation for the men and women who have risked their lives and their fortunes for our future, and that's from the very beginning, folks. There's been always been courageous people doing that, and a lot of courageous people aren't as... nobody's perfect, as far as I can tell. And if we think we're going to find human beings all over the place that are perfect, that's one thing, but here's the deal. We're going to find human beings all over the place that are good human beings. And if you encourage to and talk that good human beingness to come out, you're going to find it all over the place. So I look for friends and not enemies. I periodically find somebody I wish I'd never run into. We all have that in our life. You just have to keep going because everybody's got their own agenda, and we're shooting for the highest agendas here. We've got a new segment editor on joining us today, Jason Kano. You're gonna find him a very interesting man. I feel as though I've introduced a rock star. Would you send me your pictures, Jason? You are such a country western star in those pictures. The one with you and Hugh Jackman, and let's see, who was the other person you were standing next to?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, Johnny Depp and Hugh Jackman. What were you, at Universal Studios or something?
Yeah, I was dating this actress that she was part-time, and I got invited to some kind of a reunion, and I thought she was younger than me. She was actually older. She just happened to look really good for her age. I'm like, so that made me feel old. I started praying at that moment for better looks, you know, like, Lord, what's going on?
Hey, look, you know, so, one of the things that I found out is that we have a lot of stuff hooked up around what looks good and what sounds good and all that kind of stuff, but what happens when hearts meet. I looked at a video this morning, Randy and Mike and Jason, and the video was the most mangy little dog you have ever found in your whole life was running down a street, and it used to be a Cairn Terrier, and I saw a picture of it. And this couple were driving down the road, and they were really afraid that when they saw the doggy, because they had dogs in the car, that there was something contagious about this little animal because it was just so sad looking. And they picked him up. They finally decided to take him to the vets. They protected their other dogs from him, and they found out he wasn't contagious, which is true of most people who and dogs that don't look particularly good. They just haven't been loved and well cared for. They're not dangerous. So they took this little dog and they named him Phil, and Phil is the cutest little thing. His hair is growing back in again. Somebody fell in love with him. They took care of him, and there are kind people like that all over the planet, and I'm particularly noticed it coming out during the holidays and things of that nature. So I'm glad it's out there during the holidays. Let's see if we can bring it out there every day. So we've got some tapes for you this morning. There's all kinds of stuff about Donald Trump this and Donald Trump that. And the truth of the matter is he did say some raunchy stuff, guy stuff. But if you really prefer people that eat babies and drink their blood and do all that kind of stuff over somebody that made a stupid locker room comment, I kind of got my fingers crossed for your future as well. Because we're busy being offended by things. I don't mean to say that being rude or insulting to women is acceptable. What I am saying is that there are some stupid things that men and women do from time to time, and this was one of them, okay? This was a stupid thing that he did, and who knew? I doubt he knew he was getting recorded, and I could just see all the guys with their chests just puffed up talking about babes and stuff like that and how what prowess they have, okay? But this is not the man that is in the presidency. What this man has done is he's kept a lot of his campaign promises so far, and the ones he hasn't kept is because Congress would not go along with him. So with that, Ron sent me a tape that's Donald Trump from, I'm going to guess, from the 1980s. He looks very young, very handsome, and it's a very interesting interview. I had seen this interview probably 3 or 4 years ago and thought, huh, interesting. So, Mike, if you would play the Donald Trump tape.
You are a mover, you are a doer. If you could make America perfect, how would you do it?
Well, I think that America is a country that has tremendous, tremendous potential. I think that, much like the mind, I think that America is using very, very little of its potential. I feel that this country, with the proper leadership, can go on to become what it once was. And I hope, and certainly hope, that it does go on to be what it should be.
What should it be?
Well, it should really be a country that gets the respect of other countries.
Today, is respect the most important thing in your opinion?
Well, respect can lead to other things. When you get the respect of the other countries, then the other countries tend to do a little bit as you do, and you can create the right attitudes. The Iranian situation is a case in point. That they hold our hostages is just absolutely and totally ridiculous. That this country sits back and allows a country such as Iran to hold our hostages, to my way of thinking, is a horror. And I don't think they'd do it with other countries. I honestly don't think they'd do it with other countries.
Obviously, you're advocating that we should have gone in there with troops, etc., and brought our boys out.
I absolutely feel that, yes. I don't think there's any question, and there's no question in my mind. I think right now would be an oil-rich nation, and I believe that we should have done it, and I'm very disappointed that we didn't do it, and I don't think anybody would have held us in abeyance. I don't think anybody would have been angry with us, and we had every right to do it at the time. I think we've lost the opportunity.
For some people, the ultimate goal in life has been becoming the President of the United States. Would you like to be the President of the United States?
I really don't believe I would, Rona, but I would like to see somebody as the President who could do the job, and there are very capable people in this country.
Most people who are capable are not running for office. Most men are frightened of politics today.
It is a shame, isn't it?
Yes.
It is a shame. the most capable people are not necessarily running for political office. And that is a very sad commentary on the country. They had major corporations and they had this and that, but they are not running for political office.
Why wouldn't someone like yourself run for political office? You have all the money that you possibly need. You've accomplished a great deal, even though you are only 34. I know there's a lot of things that you possibly can do in the years ahead. Why wouldn't you dedicate yourself to public service?
Because I think it's a very mean life. I would dedicate my life to this country, but I see it as being a mean life. And I also see it as somebody with strong views and somebody with the kind of views that are maybe a little bit unpopular, which may be right, but may be unpopular, wouldn't necessarily have a chance of getting elected against somebody with no great brain but a big smile. And that's a sad commentary for the political process.
Television, in a strange way, has ruined that process, hasn't it?
It's hurt the process very much. I mean, the Abraham Lincolns of the world. Abraham Lincoln would probably not be electable today because of television. He was not a handsome man, and he did not smile at all. He would not be considered to be a prime candidate for the presidency, and that's a shame, isn't it?
But if all the men are like you, then when are we going to get somebody who might be good?
I don't know. I hope it's around the corner, but I don't know. I really don't know. What I would like to be involved in is trying to help choose somebody or working with a group of people whereby they put up a candidate who would be acceptable to be a presidential, you know, to be the president. The country, if we had the one man, and it's really not that big a situation. You know, people say, well, what could anybody do as president? The one man could turn this country around. The one proper president could turn this country around. I firmly believe that.
If you lost your fortune today, what would you do tomorrow?
Maybe I'd run for president. I don't know.
You know what struck me out of the whole thing, Randy?
Yes.
A mean life.
Okay.
It's like, what? He so saw it. He saw it in the 1980s. He saw how mean politics are. A mean
it
life.
Is a,
but
it's
he's
a horrible industry.
He's gone to more meanness than any president in my recollection, and I'm 77 now.
He's taking the brunt like nobody I think I've ever seen. And you know what? He's standing up to it. He makes me proud. I am so proud that he is our president. And you know, he may not be doing everything that I agree with, but you know what? 99%, I'm right there. He's got these tax cuts going through on Tuesday. He's unveiling it. It's a top story on Drudge Report, and he is undoing, thank God, the penalty that Obama put in. So, because I've paid that penalty.
What was the penalty that you had to pay?
If you didn't, it was anybody with the health care, I'm assuming is the one he's talking about, we'll know on Tuesday. But if you didn't pay for Obamacare, then you were penalized in your taxes. And they took it from your refund. And, you know, here I am, single mom, trying to raise kids and get through this world, and they penalize. And it was just completely not right. If I don't want Obamacare, if I don't want health insurance, that is my right. Nobody has a right to force that on you. That was a forced tax. So, and a lot of people were hurt by that. So, I'm totally proud of him. And he had the knowledge back then, and he didn't want this job.
No.
But somebody with his power had to step up to the plate because the little people, the softer people, the less powerful people were not going to be able to get it done. Look at this guy. He is a fortress. Look at what he is having to stand up to. Most people could not handle that, men or women, period.
Totally so true. And guess what? In 13 seconds, you're going to get to announce Jason Kano to Waking Up in America. You ready?
Yes. Are we ready to go? Jason Kano is somebody that I met at a conference back, probably a year ago, I'm guessing, in Pompano Beach. And he's, you know, kind of popped up in life here and there over the last year. And he reached out and he had something that he wanted to share a few, what was it, Jason? A week or two ago, I think you reached out. And you wanted to get the word out on something that you were working on. And I said, well, let me introduce you to Val and we'll see if it's something that you guys can work out. So Jason, he's a cowboy Jason from Texas. Welcome to the call.
Houston,
where are you today?
Oh, hey, Randy. Hey, I was going to say something sooner. Y'all were talking about Donald Trump. I was about to speak up and say something about Donald Trump, too, because if I would have helped him run for election, he would have really won by a landslide because I remember him when I was a young kid, and he was a motivational speaker in Rome and trying to change people's lives and teach them how to be millionaires. So I remember the positive side, but I also remember in history how he was friends with every president, and Ronald Reagan, as well as Bill Clinton and Hillary, would ask this man for advice in business and real estate. Then when he runs for election, she hates him and turns the script on his back. So a lot of people who like Donald Trump be a Democrat, then he became a Republican, all of a sudden they don't like him no more. And in America, we've had a problem. You know, there's a lot of positives, but there's always a few negatives. And the same thing happened to JFK, or Roosevelt. A lot of these presidents would have someone make a negative comment that is not true. Like for one, and I've got friends that like me a lot and think I should run for president, and I said I'm broke and want me for president because I'm a lot tougher than he is. And I said they're Democrats and they love someone else to run. And I said, remember Donald Trump back when such and such, and he was a motivational speaker like Zig Ziglar, Anthony Robbins, Warren Buffett, and everyone gets his advice, and everyone goes, oh, did you read the book? You wanted his advice then, so why does it change now? Because someone, and they say, because he's racist, because of this. I never said he was racist. I never said that he didn't like Hispanics, blacks, or Asians. He never said he didn't like anyone. Because in order to be a successful billionaire, you have to kind of like everybody. You have to get along with everybody.
Very poor. Turn around or do something. You're not coming through clear.
Okay. Is that a little better?
That's better, yes. Because you're real muffled. Okay. And I also want to make sure that you now have 4 minutes total left of your segment, and I want to make sure that you introduce what it is that you want to introduce this morning.
Yeah, definitely. Well, y'all were on the subject of Obama and, Donald Trump. And just wanted to make sure that everybody knows out there that don't like the man who he really was, and they shouldn't be hating somebody because of what someone else said. Because in America, what makes us great and why y'all are on the radio and why y'all invited me on is that America is the person that gives the person a chance when he's kicked or he's down. This is a country where you can come in from another country, poor and broke, and become successful because you invented a product or you invented an idea.
And what would that product be, Jason? This is 724.
Well, some of us have invented products for helping people in medicine. Like Randy's come up with some great ideas. And I invented a weight loss product a long time ago that was great. Now I believe I found something that is going to change the lives of people that are losing hair or thinning hair. Because I was searching like a hidden treasure, as King Solomon said, when you search and you want something really, really bad, you find it. Which a lot of Christians got to realize that you want answered prayers, make sure they're sincere and that you really want them answered. So I bumped into another pastor who used to work under another pastor. And he invented this formula back in the 70s, right when Rogaine was discovered for animal treatment. And he brought this product out, and it was the only hair formula, the number one, the original. Very popular on the radio in California. We made a lot of money back in the day. And even was on the TV show Chips. Some of the actors were using it, like Eric Lestrada. And he retired. And I go, well, hey, I didn't hear about this product. I've been looking and trying everything. I've been spending hundreds and thousands of dollars, and I still don't have my hair coming back. I go, I'm looking at laser treatments, you know, those little hats you see in the shopping mall when you're on an airplane and when you're traveling. I'm like, those helmets are $500 or $600. I find, you know, for good prices. I go, my hair, you know, just when you think that you got some hair, oh, there's an extra hair or two. Oh, my goodness, it works. You know, one or two hairs is all I got out of it. And I'm like, goodness. I go, how am I going to create a formula? I can create weight loss formulas, but I don't know what to do when it comes to a hair formula. And I tried, because Randy gave me advice on a lot of B vitamins, and I tried antioxidants and enzymes, and it didn't help my hair. I think because the pores had been shrinking. And you said something the other day about this product with the HGH that you brought up to me, and I'm like, yes, anything that's going to help us so that we, you know, don't end up, you know, feeling old in our 50s and 60s, so that we can feel young and vibrant, you know, motivate each other, encourage each other, not just with words, but with actions, and also bringing good products to each other. And so this shampoo, I stumbled in. This shampoo, I'm sorry, what did you say?
What's the information on this product? Because we're now at
the product. The reason it worked is back then, the average person didn't have access to chemicals and pharmaceutical grade. Back then, when you made something, it was pretty much all natural, organic. And so he discovered these four leaves, and for, you know, for many, many years, like a family recipe. So he gave me some ingredients, but he didn't want to tell me the four types of leaves that came from around the world. One's in Puerto Rico, one's in Egypt, one's in the rainforest. And now those leaves are kind of dead and gone, but he keeps them alive and grows them on an all-natural form, and they have to be in a special environment. And when you mentioned your other product, it made me realize why the hair follicles and the hair pores, you know, die and go off. Because everything is a living organism, our digestive tract, the hairs, everything. And so what happens is a lot of people, when they order these other shampoos, they have salt and conditioners in them that they clog up the pores. So what happens is when they use this all 90% all natural organic botanical shampoo that has other nice ingredients, which I'll go into another time, is it actually cleans the pores and opens them. And then when you dry your scalp, you apply the tonic. The tonic is like a food, a mineral that is meant for the actual hair follicle. And so now that hair follicle is fertilized and fed, so the hair starts to grow. So anyone who has thinning hair, people who don't have hair, those pores will wake back up. For instance, I had a receding hairline, and I knew that those pores were gone. Well, now I'm starting to grow hair where I didn't have hair for a very, very long time.
Wow.
And I'm also starting to see some of the hair, because I don't know why, but I started to get the Moses hairdo. I mean, it was just going to be white all over the place. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can feel hair, but it was like literally white. And when I went to go dye my hair, I'm like, oh, there's a bunch of peach fuzz all over the place. I've realized now that my hair is starting to go dark again. And now I'm actually starting to see quite a bit of the hair. And, of course, I was using the, you know, I called up Daniel, and he goes, hey, how much hair you got? And I go, I got a little bit. You know, I've been using the product for 2 months. And he goes, well, don't you have a lot? And I go, no. He goes, well, what formula are you using? You know, him and his wonderful accent. He goes, oh, you're using the old formula. He goes, you should be using the new strong formula. He went, oh, and I go, what? Why didn't you tell me? And, you know, just like with my grandparents, he goes, you didn't ask.
Right? How many times do people say that?
And I'm like, and what did the Bible say? You don't ask, you do not receive. You know, they expect people, you know, presidents and God to read their mind. And I'm like, okay, that's a good one, Brother Daniel. Thank you. I didn't ask. I go, you knew I needed a hair product. He goes, you didn't ask. I go, well, hey, can I please have the stronger formula so I can see some faster results? Because I saw results in 30 days, and now I'm seeing results within 3 to 7 days. And I'm not saying it's going to grow overnight. And I think as Americans, to understand, stop looking for those, you know, overnight weight loss, those overnight formulas and pills. I mean, we're all looking for that pill we're going to swallow, and we wake up tomorrow looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger or Miss America. And it is a biblical fact, you know, and what's amazing is people are forgetting that there is wisdom that we all have to follow. that you have to take care of it or you will lose it. You don't want to be old, then take care of yourself. Eat right. You know,
same thing with your teeth, by the way. Take care of your teeth while you're at it, because you're going to feel bad if you, by the time you get paid $1,000 and $2,000 for implants or stuff like that. What Jason is talking about is about restoring yourself, okay? And
exactly.
What he was referring to is a product that I'm in love with that actually is the basis of this show at this point, called Thrive HGH 200. So check it out on the website. Go to http://happily200.hghbreakthrough.com. You want to get a hold of Jason. Oh, my God. This guy's got so much miracle stuff going on that he put three F's in miracle. So what you want to do is you want to send him an email at miraclestuff3f@gmail.com. Do you want to give him your telephone number, Jason, or is that something you prefer?
And my website, I'll give the website later. We brought it back down to reformulate it and make it a little bit better. But they can actually, I have a phone number, and we have people answering phones at 888-601-7864. Again, that's 888-601-7864. And people need to know, thin in hair. It doesn't matter, Spanish, black, white, you know, no more baldness. And they will start growing hair while they are sleeping. So they will grow hair as they sleep.
Great. One more time on your numbers. 888. What's the rest of your number again?
It's 888-601-7864.
I heard a little bit dropped in there about the beginning and God, and gave us, you know, in Genesis 1:29, God, it says, and God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat." See, the seeds, the trees, the herbs, they all had abundant nutrients in them, and people ate far less back then, and they felt a lot better. And people have strayed from that. And, you know, that's a lot of that is probably why there is hair loss. You know, you got to get to the root cause of all of these things. People are eating hamburgers, fries, Cokes, all of that. And so they're not feeding their
bodies. When you say get to the root cause, that was very
exactly.
Cute.
Exactly.
Exactly. Ah, Brandy, good job. Listen, you guys, waking up in America, whether you've gotten it or not over the last 30 years, it's about improving the quality of life in America. And if the rest of the world wants to tune in, please, we love having you. We have one listener in the Ukraine. We have a bunch in Japan. They tune in from France. It seems to do with the subjects. One month, one week, it was 1,200 listeners from Japan. I don't know what happens, how that happened, because we had like 10 listeners before, but this is literally a global conversation that's growing. And Jason and Randy and myself and Mike Vitale and Cumulus Radio and John Young at Totally Gospel and Jess Bernard at VoiceAmerica.com and all the different stations that we work with, we're about giving you options and choices for a better world. Try this stuff out. You've got absolutely nothing to lose. And let me tell you, I've been around men that have watched their hairline receding, and they get upset about it, and then it affects how they feel about life and everything else. They think they're not attractive anymore, whatever the conversation is. Anything we can do to restore ourselves, why the heck not? And Thrive HGH, I've been on it now 10 months, Randy, 10. And the difference
incredible.
That I noticed, I have way more endurance. I've noticed that my skin is tightening up. I've noticed that my old lady, you do not know how much you don't want old lady or old man handwriting. It's really, if you want.
we've all received a letter or a card probably.
When you get into the shaky old lady handwriting or the old man handwriting, that's really, it's like when you're almost over the hill. That's how it feels. It's like, okay, well, how much further do I have to go? When you start to reverse all that stuff, for some reason, I couldn't play the flute, Randy, and I don't know why. I played the flute in the morning because I play my prayer in the morning, and the prayer that I play on my flute is, "Master, come to me, teach me how to see You Know Who I Am So Well, and that's the only song I know on the flute. I couldn't get my blower to make the flute noises, and I tried for like almost a year and a half, and I was probably in tears because that was important to me. I would sing it now, do it on the flute, but now I can play it on the flute again after like a couple of years almost. So Friday,
wow.
That was something I never expected. I didn't expect this shaky handwriting. I've lost weight. I've lost about 10 pounds. I wasn't really trying to. You just change your relationships to things when you're feeling good. With Jason, when he looks in the mirror and he sees his hair is growing back in, you got to know the guy's getting this. He's in charge of something that he lost charge of. The same thing is true with all these other things that we're talking about with the Thrive HGH. When you go over to happily200.hghbreakthrough.com, make sure you sign up past the Dr. Oz video, because there's a lot of education that will be sent to you, and it's not uninteresting at all. It's like, really? No kidding. It's that kind of stuff, okay? I don't know. People are so, what do you call it? I think they're avoiding dealing with things that are uncomfortable for them, or they don't know, they don't want to be inundated with information or whatever. But if you're inundated, if the right information is sent to you, and do, I can't wait for Jason to have his website. It'll be up this week, and then you'll be able to find out more about what we're talking about here. But lives change when you feel that you are in charge of something and it felt like it was out of your hands. And by the way, I've called this show today Almost Christmas for a number of reasons. I think that you getting the possibility of having your hair coming back in again and feeling young and snappy, if you put together the hair, you put together Randy's studies, she's coming up with a whole new line of products that she's going to be putting together. Are you in? I called the show.
Yes,
almost,
ma'am.
But should we call it Almost Doctor, Randy? Are you
Almost Doctor, yes. I logged in yesterday to see if there was a grade yet. It's not done. But can I just have a minute to talk about some really amazing things going on?
You can. And there's one amazing thing, though. I heard Jason make sound. So if he's got one sentence he'd like to put in here, then
yes,
then we'll do
ahead,
that
Jason.
And then hop over to you, okay? What was your
sentence? I was just going to... And I saw it looked like Mr. Clean anymore. I was like, great, I won't be single any longer. If someone will start talking to me. So... You know, it is a major booster, but
yeah,
as you mentioned about your friend,
major booster,
and I think a lot of listeners...
It's really not too cool this morning, so if you can find a new location next week or something, we'll be able to hear you more clearly. So, Randy, what were you saying?
Okay, so a few years ago, Val, and I don't know if I've ever talked about it with you, but a few years ago, I started something called the Food for Life Planting Foundation, and it never required any money. It's not even a charity. It's a philanthropic adventure, if for lack of a better way to say it. It's an adventure, and it was about plucking up the trees and plants that you put in your yard that are kind of silly. They look pretty, but they don't produce anything, not for nature. They don't produce anything for people, and so I revived the group, and it's on Facebook. And it also has a website, but it's Food for Life Planting Foundation. It's for anyone to become a part of, and it's really about just awareness. And people are loving it. I'm getting such great feedback. They're standing up in their communities, and they're starting this with, I've got a school teacher who reached out, and she said, look, I'm going to do this program with the kids. It costs nothing to me. She just goes to a nursery, takes the kids. They all will go get herbs or little trees that are going to fruit, and they're going to put those in their yard so that a year from now, 3 years from now, whatever, it's going to produce food. So that is one thing, Food for Life Planting Foundation. It is fun. It's neat. Anyone can be a part of it. The second thing was is a man came to me about 4 weeks ago, and he said, I have this cancer group on Facebook, and I can't admin it anymore. Would you step into that role? And I took a look at it. His site had been around for, I'm guessing, about 2 years is about how far back I saw the content go. And I revived that group, and I want to say it had about 600 or 800 people when I revived it only a week ago, approximately 7 to 10 days ago. I stepped into the role of admin, and that page, people are going crazy with excitement on it. It's got nearly 2,500 people in it now because three out of four people are now being touched by cancer. And so it's about options. And people are sharing information and knowledge, and that is on Facebook also. And that's called the Secrets of Cancer Community, I think is what we retitled it. We changed the title, just the Secrets to Cancer Community. And between Food for Life Planning Foundation and that one, over 4,000 people have joined in the last 10 days of both of these being put up. So I'm very excited. We moved our launch to January 1st for the Body Can. I'm working with some of the most talented people on the planet with this. So it's very exciting. We have so many things. You mentioned the formulation of products. Yes, I had formulators come to me. I've sat down with them. I've been in talks with an attorney. We've sat down. We are, all of this is in the works. And there is also one last thing, but there's a couple things, but they'll come out as we go. But there is a world-renowned chef who was introduced to me by someone I've known for almost 20 years. And this person is wanting to do a couple of projects with me, and they're very exciting. And he is about to do some television series with some famous people as well. And they want me potentially on the board. So we're all in talks on these things. So there's just a lot of really great things going on. And it's just because of the heart. I feel like it's the heart. If you have a good heart and you put yourself out there and you are genuine, then you are going to attract the good back. And remember, we talked last week about Dr. Emoto and the good emotions and the good feelings and the prayer over the 50 Petri dishes and then the ugly over some of the 50 Petri dishes. And it is fact, Val and Jason and Mike, if you're still in there, it is fact what we put out there and how we decide to live our lives. If it's in the positive, you are going to gain the positive. And that's just the way it is, and I just believe that that's how God made it. And he's very clear in his word about how we are to behave, how we are to live, what our body is, how it's his temple. And it's just rule after rule after rule. And in fact, I did my dissertation for school, last thing, on the biblical foundations for health. And I had to scour that book, the Bible, day after day after day, and I was amazed at some of the things that stood out to me. So it's about putting that all into play. The rules are there, and that will be all integrated into my new project, The Body Can, as in the can, as it can heal itself if you give it the proper nutrients. So there I am with those plugs. I just wanted to get those out. Very exciting. I hope everybody stays tuned and goes and looks for those pages on Facebook. And I look forward to meeting everybody there and in person.
I love it. And American Retune itself, too. One of the things that's going on right now is the Roy Moore, quotes, defeat in Alabama. It turns out that they brought in voters that weren't even from the state.
Oh, I saw that.
Is Jason still with us? Because I heard a bell ringing. Are you still here, Jason?
Yes, ma'am, I am, and I'm just letting everybody know, hey, Randy is a straight-up and honest person. I have met Randy in person. We have had a chance to work in another business adventure, and Randy's always been an extraordinary woman. So a lot of times we get people on the radio, and these two ladies on the phone actually know each other and have met.
We've actually known each other for 7 years. And we are, you asked, Jason, if we're ever political. You're going to hear a tape right now about the judge's continuing campaign to actually get an honest election in Alabama. Mike, would you play that tape?
Breaking news. Voter fraud has been uncovered in the Alabama Senate race. Judge Roy Moore is calling for all the votes to be counted in the Alabama Senate election. He's refusing to concede the race to Doug Jones, even as the mainstream media declares a premature victory. Moore is down 1.7 points and only needs to come within a half point to spark a statewide recount. Absentee ballots from military service members have still not been counted. Yes, absentee ballots from armed forces have not been counted. Mobile County, heavily pro-Jones County, tabulated his votes later than the pro-Moore counties, and eventually gave Jones a lead. The Alabama Supreme Court shot down a lower court ruling Tuesday requiring counties to preserve their digital voting records. Thus, the Supreme Court is allowing counties... This is unbelievable. This is really, truly unbelievable. We're talking about the superpower of the world. We're talking about the democracy of the world, right? Listen to this. The Supreme Court is allowing counties to destroy their voter records. The Moore legal team will need to jump on this development fast in order to protect those records, obviously. Evidence of voter fraud exists in the election. Democratic activists made a last-minute push to get out the votes against Roy Moore in Alabama by encouraging African Americans in Mississippi, to vote in the wrong state. So that's, okay, that's vote rigging, that's voter fraud. You can't vote in another state. Democratic activists made the last-minute push to get out the vote against Roy Moore in Alabama, encouraging African Americans in Mississippi to vote in the wrong state. Sources on the ground in Alabama confirm that these tactics are real and they have been used by supporters of Democrat Doug Jones. Big League Politics received evidence of a Reddit call from African Americans in Mississippi to, quote, make a short trip to Alabama on December 12th, end quote. That Reddit thread is still active. Similar calls have been made on Reddit for African Americans in other nearby states, such as Georgia and Tennessee. There was also a concerted effort underway to register felons to vote in the Alabama special election. AL.com reports, thousands of felons across Alabama have registered to vote in recent weeks, according to Pastor Kenneth Glasgow, who is heading up a statewide effort to get felons to the voting booth. Glasgow's goal is to get as many felons as possible signed up to vote before the end of the day Monday, as deadline to be able to cast a ballot in Alabama's December 12th U.S. Senate special election. For generations, most Alabamians convicted of felony were barred from ever voting in the state ever again. But the definition of Moral Turpitude Act, a new law passed by the state legislature and signed by Governor Kay Ivey in May, declared the way for thousands of felons to restore their voting rights. So we'll keep you informed as to what is going on with the recount. This is by American Journal Review.
Hey there. I just heard Paul the Plumber show up. Paul, I actually want to just make a few comments about our almost Christmas show here, because I'll give you the rest of it to see what you have to say. A couple things happening. The global currency reset seems to be happening right now. There are actually test cases of which people have not just received SKRs, which is a promise to pay. They've actually been paid. So that's why I called this show Almost Christmas, because it sounds like we're in the process of that right now. As you also notice, we're in the process of contesting the Alabama election. I think it's just breathtakingly amazing to me the resiliency of these cockroaches, because the cockroaches are the only thing I've ever seen that have the resiliency of the evildoers here that we've been dealing with in America for so many years now. The covers are being pulled back. Now, there's a plot to actually put Mike Pence in the White House, according to Julian Assange from WikiLeaks. All kinds of stuff have been hyped up that they just don't quit. So if we get enough of them in jail, I heard that the arrest warrants have been started to be unsealed, and that not all Congress is corrupt entirely. They've just been manipulated, and some of the manipulations may even be things like, you know, if you really love your wife, do you want to see her again? So it's not all just corruption here that's happening. It's massive gangster control that's loosening its grip and getting desperate. So I just wanted to say that before I pass this over to you, Paul. It's yours, baby.
Who jumped the gun, Paul? He had said somebody jumped the gun. Is he still with us?
That
was me.
I didn't go after him.
And I'm sorry for getting on so late, but I couldn't. I was on a teleconference, and I'm just taking a break and just saying hello to everyone.
Say any more than hello, baby, because this is a big, this is big time. Big things are happening right now. I think the Alabama election should get overturned with all the stuff that's coming out.
Well, you know, I heard the very strong, robust commentary that just concluded, and it's quite true. The military votes have yet to be counted. There is some evidence of voter fraud in particular in connection with a lot of the write-in votes, which came in late. So I think the verdict is kind of still out there. And it may well be that they did jump the gun with Roy Moore. We'll see. I think we probably won't know for another. We won't know till after Christmas. Is that the consensus out there?
I haven't heard a consensus about when we would hear. Is there anything else going on in America that we should know?
The quantitative measure for a recount is 0.5%. If Moore is within 0.5% of Jones, a recount can be requested. But that has nothing to do with the voter fraud. As of this moment, quantitatively, he's about 0.9% behind. But again, all votes still are not in.
Well, it looks like it's going to work on a couple of levels. I was also interested in this conversation about how President Trump is now acknowledging Jerusalem. And then I looked it up, and it turns out that this conversation has been going on since the 90s. Do you know about this, Paul?
No,
okay,
I'm not.
Okay, so back in the 1990s sometime, it could have even been Clinton, they made up a thing where they were going to move Jerusalem. They were going to move our diplomatic acknowledgement to Jerusalem, and every 6 months the president has to push it forward. And they've been pushing it forward for almost 20 years now, so it's not like it's a new thing. What I was reading about it, it says that part of the reason for doing that was to get some more of the bad guys out of the woodwork. That they would start fighting about it because of Jerusalem being a powerful, what should we call it, a cabal source? Any comments?
You know, I'm not familiar with that. Insofar as Jerusalem is concerned, the original proposal came out in 1995, and so it's been roughly, you know, 22 years since the original proposal went out there as a bill.
By the way, it was accepted as a bill, and what was written into the bill that keeps this thing going on, Paul, is the fact that the president can move that forward every 6 months. And since then, the presidents have been moving that forward every 6 months. And the scuttle is that we may never see diplomatic relationships with Jerusalem rather than Tel Aviv. So the whole world is shifting around, and it is
well,
almost...
Well, the diplomatic relationship is probably not the right term. The diplomatic relationship is with the Palestinians and the Israelis, but for 2,200 years, Jerusalem has in fact been the ad hoc de facto capital of Israel. Let's not forget that Trump was not the only candidate who brought this up. When Newt Gingrich ran against Romney, part of his particular election campaign agenda was the immediate declaration of Jerusalem as the capital. And Carly Fiorina, in her initial speech, her introductory speech for her campaign, seconded that motion. So, you know, it's been on the table for a long time.
Exactly, and that was the point I wanted to make when I first heard about it.
I thought it was a new thing. And what I'm saying is it's been going on for a long time. Jerusalem is certainly recognized for Christianity, whether this corrupt world gets around to it or not. I'm saying that we're actually the corruption is being exposed, and the unsealed indictments are happening, and more of those will be happening. And Gesura, which is the global version of Nesura, you should look that up, G-E-S-A-R-A. That's the one that has the 10% tax in it, which Trump followed. He's actually following the Gesura and Nesura guidelines. And if you look up those two things, you'll find out more about the plan. And I will guarantee you 1,000% that Hillary Clinton would never have followed Gesura, Nesura, or whatever. And if you think we got close to World War III in Korea, we would have definitely be in World War III with the Clinton cartel. So these people are on their way out, and we just need to keep holding the space for it, and we need to keep creating the future. I think it's really great that we have Jason Kano with us today talking about possibility, and he'll be with us for 7 more weeks. Maybe we'll keep him longer. We'll see how it all works out for everybody. But I have to tell you, I like the fact that I've got a cowboy on the show. I have a soft heart for cowboys.
And Val, can I add something?
You got one sentence, Jason.
I'm also a veteran. So was my dad and my grandpa. And the corruption has been going all the way back to Clinton, because when I was younger, we were all shocked that Clinton won the election and not George Bush Sr. And then again, it happened in the Obama election. So I think the Democrats have been playing with the votes for a very long time. And
they
should be looking at this.
It's the worst of all of them, by the way, so I'm glad he didn't get reelected. once you start to dig into this stuff and you meet our guests, what you said is absolutely correct. This corruption has been going on for a long time, and we at certain times had absolutely no choice whatsoever. It's like we could choose this or we could choose that. We're going to end up down the same rabbit hole. When Trump came along, they couldn't put him down a rabbit hole. He's not a lawyer. They have no control over him, and that's why you see so much line fighting and craziness, because they know he is going to clean up the swamp. It is almost Christmas, you guys. Mike, how much time do we have left?
90 seconds.
90 seconds left. Okay. So thank you, Jason, for being here. Randy Shannon, you're always a star. Paul, you can drop in anytime, baby.
yes.
You can't talk during the videos, but thank you for coming. I think we'll talk about Paul again another time. He's a miracle. So your almost Christmas miracle is the RV should be handled by Christmas. Gesura is coming in. Nesura is coming in. The 10% tax has gone through. Life really is changing. And we want to say this program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, codingcompany.com, happily200.com, Jason on Hair, HeavenIncorporated.com, Anna Von Reich, Dr. John Denver, Dr. Joel Wallach, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Chris Burgard, Paul the Plumber, Terry Cole Whitaker, Sherry St. Vincent, Lonnie Hogan Miller, Sherry, Sharifi Brown, Roger Stone, Anavon, David R., Descendant of King David, RandyShannon.com, TheBodyCan.com, Edward F. Group III, Shalene Nightingale, and DrBal.com, and Doctors All Spelled Out. Thanks, Paul C. Brunis, your daughter, Patricia, to continue your work. A big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jess Bedard, our producer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, and Ron, director, Ron Hayes, to John Young of Totally Gospel. Big thanks for our airtime over the years. Big thanks to our webmaster, Joseph Chung. We are Steve Bukuda, Bent Mike, for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to use at B3. Next week, invite a friend, be kind to yourself and someone else. Be kind to yourself and someone else every day that you can. And Christmas is almost here. I can feel it.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, pouring through, now your heart is...